Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance, and I'm joined in the studio by KALW's Ben Trefney with a regional news update.
Thank you, Kevin. Great to see you. We are about 8 weeks away from Election Day, and here in San Francisco, voters are going to be considering 26 propositions on their ballot. KALW has them all covered in our Elections Briefs podcast. You could find that at KALW.org. Check it out. It helps you make sense of it all. Meanwhile, a lawsuit over one of the most controversial ballot initiatives from 2018 has finally resolved. The city's Proposition C became law yesterday when the state Supreme Court decided to not hear a challenge to the tax on big businesses to fund homeless relief initiatives. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and other groups had argued that the tax measure required two-thirds approval by voters. It passed with just 61% of the vote. But according to the San Francisco Business Times, this new ruling means that San Francisco will get immediate access to hundreds of millions of dollars in annual taxes that have been paid under Prop C, but were held in escrow during the challenge. So it's going to be interesting to see how the city spends that on homeless services. And in what's seen as a win for the state's new streamlined permitting process, the city of Los Altos has decided to allow a controversial new mixed-use building to move forward. KALW's Sarah Lee-Sterland reports.
Los Altos' city council will greenlight a housing and office development Thursday evening after almost 2 years of fighting it. The city had refused to apply permitting standards established by the state in 2018. That law exempts developers from many of the usual mandatory and local reviews. The developer, 40 Main Street LLC, sued the city in 2018. A state court in Santa Clara County decided in favor of the developers this spring. Los Altos appealed the decision and had to put up a $7 million bond, which they would forfeit if they lost. The council caved over the weekend, noting that a costly loss could, quote, severely impact the city's ability to provide even basic municipal services, unquote. In Los Gatos, I'm Sarah Lee-Sterland, KALW News.
Three people died in a wind-whipped Northern California wildfire that has forced thousands of people from their homes while carving a 25-mile path of destruction through mountainous terrain and parched foothills to the northeast of the Bay Area. A California Highway Patrol officer told the Bay Area News Group that one person was found in a car and apparently had been trying to escape the flames. Hundreds, if not thousands, of homes and other buildings are believed to have been damaged or destroyed by the blaze, which is near Oroville, which recently had its own disaster with the dam breach, and once again is threatening the town of Paradise, which we know had its own wildfire disaster recently. The North Complex Fire was one of more than two dozen that are currently burning in California. And California's top public health official is urging thousands of people to quarantine after they attended a religious concert at the state capitol in Sacramento. From our partners at Capitol Public Radio, Nicole Nixon has the report.
An estimated 3,000 people attended the event on Sunday, including Republican State Senator Shannon Grove.
Amen. Well, welcome to Sacramento.
Video shows hundreds of people packed tightly together near the front of the stage. Most were not wearing masks. In a statement to Cap Radio, California's state health officer, Dr. Erica Pond, said those behaviors were concerning. But she said the group singing was especially troubling because it can spread the coronavirus faster. Pond encouraged attendees to self-quarantine for 14 days and get tested if they experience symptoms. The event also raised questions about how the California Highway Patrol enforces public health guidelines at the Capitol. Governor Gavin Newsom says he's asked CHP to work with the state public health department on new permitting protocols that balance public health guidelines with First Amendment rights. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.